Oh, you want to see my Spotify Wrapped? Come back with a motherfucking warrant. I'm not kidding.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Nothing gets my day going like pee-pee poo-poo. Yes, pee-pee poo-poo. I drop it in my eyes.
I put it
up my nose. Yes. I cum pee now.
That's got to be what's happening.
Yeah. I jizz pee.
Oh. I'm disturbed.
I want a sperm count on this guy immediately because it's got to be killing something.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Bullshit Services, Tina. Tina, best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Chrissy taking some personal family time right now. I just heard from her a couple days ago. I believe she's going to be back for season number 5, which starts in January. So we're grateful to have her back in the studio whenever she can be back in the studio. Send all your, I say thoughts and prayers, meditations, whatever it is. Send it over Chrissy's way. She's going to need all of it. Yep. Her family's going to need all of it. So I'm sure we'll get into it more when she gets back. But just know that she is okay and she will be back to the show. In the meantime, I'm grateful to have my good friend of many, 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 many years, Tina, here with you. Yes, I'm just kissing your ass just a little bit. I wanted to ask you if you had seen that Mark Cuban is leaving Shark Tank.
No, I have not.
Did you see that?
No, why?
In 2 days, he made 2 announcements that I thought were really big announcements. One is he's selling his shares, most of his shares, in the Mavs, which he has owned for years and years and years, for like $3.8 billion. Do you know how much he bought that team for?
I don't.
$285 million.
Wow.
He is selling it to the Adelsons, who are the big casino magnates.
Okay.
The Adelson family, or the Adelson, whoever that guy's name is. And he's selling it for $3.8 billion, reportedly.
Burn.
That's an crazy return on investment.
Yes.
That will cure all the woes. And I think, I got to imagine the reason why he's leaving Shark Tank is, number one, it probably gets boring after 10 years, right?
Sure.
You've seen it all. You've done it all. How much more can you do?
He just wants to golf.
Yeah. I don't think he golfs, but maybe he does. I don't know. But he wants to go spend that money somewhere is what he wants to do. I think he's trying to make prescription drugs. He has that cost plus application where you can buy cheap drugs on there. So he's trying to do something good for the world, I suppose. I like Mark. I've met him. I think he's a really nice guy. But also, Shark Tank has got to be losing some of its luster. I can't imagine it's got the big ratings that it always has had.
No way.
Not after season number 50.
Everyone's a little
Yeah, they're all a little, okay, I've already seen it. Also, I think that the people are so prepared now to go into Shark Tank.
Yeah.
It's a little boring. It's not like you're going to surprise anybody.
They already seem successful.
Yeah.
When they walk in.
It's like a PR pitch.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I would say I don't know because I don't watch the show religiously, but when the reruns come on late at night, sometimes I watch. I got to imagine 3 out of 5 of every entrepreneur that walks in there is so prepared that there aren't many surprises anymore.
It's not as fun as it used to be.
No, it's not as fun as it used
to be. You kind of watch for the train wrecks once in a while.
But the train wrecks don't happen as often.
That's why I think viewership has probably declined.
But here's the number one reason why I think Mark is leaving. And I don't know this because he hasn't told me this because we don't communicate very often or at all ever. But he probably has lost a fair chunk of change.
That's probably fair.
Cash basis on the deals that he makes. Because he makes so many deals on that show. How could you possibly come up on the winning end of that? You know, 1 out of every 10 new businesses are a success after 1 out of 10 every new business.
After 24 months or something crazy. Like,
they close after, you know, 9 out of 10 of them close after.
I did taxes and books
months.
For a lot of years.
Yeah.
Not many new businesses make it.
I can't tell you how many of my new businesses have failed. All of them.
We had a few. They didn't make it either.
Yeah, that's true. We were young. I'm not sure drug dealing is considered a business, but
take it easy.
Hey, slow down. But I got to imagine over the years, he's just lost a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Maybe not a bunch of money, but he's lost money. And there's a few success stories in there. I'm sure he's making money, but overall, he's probably down. And so why do you just want to keep losing money? He's as famous as he's going to get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Mavs are doing just fine. He's selling them for $3.8 billion. What else could the guy want to accomplish?
I want to know.
I want to know too. I've got his email address. We could email
him. Well, let's hit him up.
I emailed him a few times. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, then that's not exciting to hear that, is it?
Did he respond?
He did.
Okay,
he
good. That's more exciting.
And he responded promptly. And so I won't share what the email was about, but it was something related to business. And he responded promptly, like within 4 minutes.
Wow.
Promptly. Yes.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
I don't even respond to emails that promptly.
I purposefully don't respond to emails that promptly.
I barely respond to texts that promptly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I have this new rule. Like, I check emails once a day.
Yes.
And it's when I'm least stressed is when I check the emails.
Yeah.
Because if I check them all the time in the bathroom, in the morning, yes, when I'm still high
period
from the night before. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, that's typically when I check my emails.
When the kids are still asleep.
But I mean, you got to be... You're Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Everybody has your email address.
You
know,
yeah.
One idiot gets it and publishes it on the internet. Everybody else has got it. Plus, it's like, you know, Mark Cuban at whatever. So it's not really that hard to figure it out. But he responded so promptly. And then we had an email exchange in which he responded equally as promptly on those email exchanges. He's that kind of guy.
I like it.
And he said in many interviews, like, if you're going to send me an email and I don't know you, he does know me, but I'm one of many, many people he also knows.
Yeah.
I'm not at the top of his list, I can guarantee that. Having dinner with Brian one time is not going to make me some like preeminent figure in his mind. Especially since I'm not even sure I was supposed to be at the dinner. Whatever, it doesn't really matter. I was there. I showed up. I
you had a seat. That's all that matters.
Yeah, somebody invited me. I'm not sure it was the person who should have been inviting me, but that's okay. I showed up anyway. But when you respond like that, he says, when you shoot your shot, don't give me some fucking prospectus, some 28 long page
deliver
long.
The baby. Yeah,
deliver the baby. Get it done. I don't want any hellos or how you doing.
Right.
I just need you to tell me what you need from me or you're looking to tell me, and then I'll decide whether or not.
Cut the fluff.
Cut the shit. You know what I'm still curious about with Mark is whatever happened to that fucking Fireside? Do you remember Fireside?
What happened?
I don't know.
It vanished.
You know, they called us and they say, hey, doodle. You're on
Let's
Clubhouse.
Let's do this thing, yeah.
You're in the podcast universe. We need creators. We're going to get behind those creators.
Yeah.
We're going to make a big push. We got producers from television and audio. I was so fucking excited. I was like, a good idea, and I'm actually being picked to be part of that good idea.
Let's get in.
I should have known better. If they were picking me, it was going to go straight to shit. They were picking the commercial break. They didn't have many other options. But I don't know. We did a few there, and then just...
It didn't stick.
Everybody just kind of disappeared. And now I go on that application and they are literally showing reruns of old television.
It doesn't track.
Hold on one second. I'm going to do something here while we're sitting here.
The motivation for the platform made sense.
It did.
It seemed promising.
It was like a Clubhouse with video.
Yeah.
And they were going to choose the creators.
And a little more controlled content-wise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fallon's idea. Fallon, who started it with Mark. Fallon's idea was that, hey, listen, rather than have this free-for-all like Clubhouse is, where anybody can start a room and there's a shit-talking and anti-Semitism, and all this other stuff that was going on the platform.
It got a little Wild Wild West, yeah.
Well, now it's now it's the Wild Wild West. Now it's more like the Wild Wild little town of San Antonio. I mean, it's like a tiny little platform now, Clubhouse is. Yeah. But Fireside was supposed to be this place where Fallon and her people were going to choose the creators they wanted to be on the platform, and they were going to give them all the support and love that they could have, and they were going to be successful inside of that platform and outside the platform. While it was a good idea, it never kind of came to fruition, at least not with us. It didn't. I don't know how other creators had their experience. But now, ready? I'm going to open up. And...
I'm so curious.
I don't even know how to get to these things anymore. Like, now I don't even have any idea how you do. Oh, here we go. Okay. There's an interview with Rob Thomas. Do you know this guy, like the spiritual guide to the stars?
Yes.
Do you know who I'm talking about? Tyler or something or other?
I think I've seen him.
Okay, yeah. He has a show on A&E or something. Okay. So now the app is filled with all Tyler and old television shows.
We have streaming apps. Why? What do we need another?
I don't understand. I cannot understand for the life of me why we're running old television
shows.
What
a strange decision.
Isn't that really weird?
Yeah.
And then Clubhouse, which was a thing that we were on,
it was fun for a little while, yeah.
I'm telling you what, when we did that Bill Burr room.
Oh, it was so great.
And there were like 17,000 people. Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
Who else did we have in there?
Rhea, what was her name?
We had a few,
but yeah.
Yeah, we had a few. Oh, Stephen, Who's that? Stephen Wright.
Yes.
Stephen Wright.
That was a great room.
Who is like a legend, a fucking legend. If you don't know who Stephen Wright is, go watch a few of his comedy routines. You will, you've never seen anything like it in your life.
He's his own brand.
Yeah, he's his own brand. And he is fucking hilarious. Or was fucking hilarious. I don't see him out there too much anymore. But we had those people in that clubhouse room with Eddie Brill. And for Bill Burr, we had 17, 18,000 people in there.
It was wild.
It was crazy. And I thought, this is it.
Yeah.
We've come home. We've found our audio space. We're going to publish our podcast here. It's going to be a big deal. We're going to have a lot of people. We're early in, unbelievably, because we're usually last in, but now we're early in.
Last to know. You heard it here last.
That's right. Buy low, sell high. That's right. But I have the opposite. I do the opposite. I buy low, I sell high. That's what I do. Or I buy high, I sell low. But I thought that clubhouse was the answer to all our problems.
We were so stoked.
We were all so excited about this. Not a fucking thing happened.
Nothing.
Clubhouse went away. Just like the pandemic.
Just
it just went away.
As it came in. Yeah.
That's right. And I think a couple of things, my opinion. I was thinking about this last night. Number one, it was perfect timing as far as Clubhouse was concerned.
Pandemic especially. Yeah.
November 2020, I think that the application rolls out to invited people. I got on there like February 2021. By April 2021, there's like 25 million people on the platform. And those of us who just happened to be a couple of months early were getting some preferential treatment. And I say preferential treatment, but we were showing up. We were visible.
Yeah. It's a great room. So the table reads.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then everything just, it took a dump as quickly as it got hot. As quickly as I ate it, it came out my ass. That's basically what happened. It's like cream and cereal. Whoop, goes right through you. That's it. It was like a flash in the pan. It was a moment. Now you go into that clubhouse. Good luck finding a live room. I think I looked on there last night while thinking about it. There were two live rooms.
No.
Two.
We're
going to do a little research while we're here.
Fireside was supposed to be that alternative.
It's supposed to be the
live
answer.
Rooms, right?
The clubhouse.
Yeah.
Look at this. One live room going on right now.
Oh my goodness.
But now they've changed the whole app. And so now here's the deal. No longer are you pushed to open a live room with whoever wants to come in, coming in. Now you tap a button, you make a message. Let's say, hey, it's Brian from the commercial break, and I'm looking to start a conversation on dick to duvet ratios, right? And you leave that message. And then other people can come in, listen to your message, and then add on to it. Oh, my dick to duvet ratio is 7, right? And then people, and on and on and on. So it's like a messaging platform that everybody's supposed to leave their message and have a collage. I don't fucking know.
Have you heard of Reddit?
Have you heard of Reels? I mean, come on. Yeah. Reddit, Reels, voice messages.
Facebook.
Group text, WhatsApp, Signal. Have you heard of any of it?
Kick.
Yeah. It's all there text. For the taking. That's right. You're not reinventing the wheel. And you probably should have done this back when you had 20 million people a month using the application. Another dud. We are just associated with so many duds.
Technological duds.
That's right. So many duds. You know who's not a dud who we might be associated with? Who's coming in on the very next episode? Steve O is coming in on the very next episode. And I'm super excited about this.
Cannot even believe it.
Yes. Please tune in on Tuesday as we roll out the Steve O interview. Can't wait. I'm super excited about this.
So excited.
So stoked about this. I can guarantee Steve O was never on Clubhouse. Maybe he was.
Probably not.
You know what used to happen in Clubhouse? I remember one time Elon Musk jumped on.
Mm-hmm.
A number of times he jumped on. And when he jumped on, they had a 25,000 person per room limit due to data requirements. And so what people would do is they would open up a subroom, right? And that subroom would just carry the audio of the Elon Musk room.
Right.
And then someone would, you know, be there hosting the room and they could jump in and talk about whatever Elon was saying. So I remember one time when Elon jumped in and there were like 12, 15 subrooms that also had 20, 25,000 people in them.
That's insane. Insane. Yeah.
Insane.
Complete insanity.
And when Joe Rogan came on, it broke the fucking thing. And everybody was like, this is it. We've been crowned the new king of audio. Like everything's going to go tits up from here. We're all going to walk away with millions of dollars. I couldn't, for the life of me, get anyone to sponsor a room. I think I got one person to sponsor a room.
Mm.
Yeah, but I wasn't that popular. I wasn't like some of those people running around. Like,
Dane Cook?
No. Sorry. Dane Cook.
We talked to him a few times.
I had him. We did an interview with him. I did an interview with Dane in Clubhouse. He was perfectly lovely. I opened up with a question that I thought was very well thought out. I said, hey, you know, tell me what I said was, what is the first thing you remember being funny? Like, what's the first audio, television joke that you heard that you remember being funny? What sparked that for you? And he gave me a very nice answer. And then the second one was, I says, does sobriety bring some of that to, like, does sobriety give you a new perspective on what's funny or not funny? Because I know you had your problems with cocaine and stuff like that. And he goes, I've never done drugs in my entire life. I don't drink. And I go, no. You were on Howard Stern and you talked about that one time. And he goes, that was a joke. And I've never done drugs. And it's widely known that I don't do drugs and I've never drank. And I was like, well, this interview just went to shit.
Yeah. And that's a wrap.
It's a prime example of why you should prepare for an interview.
That's right.
Because I did not prepare properly for that interview. I literally looked at Wikipedia 7 minutes beforehand and listened to 12 minutes of a Howard Stern interview. And that one, but he was perfectly lovely on the thing. But the thing about Dane is, and listen, I don't have the balls to get up and talk in front of 30,000 people.
Sure.
So I'm not here to throw stones, because we probably couldn't get 30,000 people in a room. So I'm not here to knock on Dane Cook and his comedy. But what I will say is that Dane Cook seems to be the biggest fan of Dane Cook. Like, when you watch his Instagram and stuff like that, he just, I don't know. We've interviewed just a couple people here, right? They all seem to be very humble, authentic, self-aware. Yeah. They're not here with a bunch of inside jokes and snickering and, you know, all that other stuff. But there's this certain brand of comic who they seem to be their own biggest fans.
Yeah.
And Dane is one of those people who gets on Instagram and he's just all about Dane.
I know people that are in love with themselves.
Yeah.
It's hard for them to have any room in their life for much else.
Okay, settle down. I didn't bring you on here to beat me up. I asked you to be my co-host while Chrissy was gone. Okay, that's it. That's all I did. But do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
It drives me fucking crazy.
Yep.
Who is that girl that was on Clubhouse? It was a Leah something or other. You remember her?
No.
Okay, I'm not going to say her full name out loud. I do remember her, and I just won't say it out loud. But then there was, you know, there's this brand of comedy that everybody seems to be very self-involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's all inside jokes. It's all snickering. And I don't like it, because they're funny and I'm not. So I get very jealous of them. So then I come out here and I talk shit about them. All right, so let's take our first break. I have got something loaded up from deep in the annals of the internet. And
I can't wait.
Tina, you are going to go fucking bananas, just like I did. It's cringe. I got to warn you.
Okay.
I hope you don't have a weak stomach today.
Waiting for my Christmas present.
Okay.
I can't wait.
All right. So let's take our first break. We'll be back with that material. Not even going to prep it for you. I'm just going to say with that content.
Yes.
Okay. We'll be back.
Look, I know you guys are getting really sick of me, but that is too bad. It's my job. Now, go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video content, and get your little booty over to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Want to chat? Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3. Too embarrassed for your voice to be on the show? We understand. Text us instead at 855-TCB-8383. Can't even do that? No worries. Just follow us on TikTok at TCB Podcast and on Instagram at The Commercial Break. And if you can't even be seen doing that, just listen to these sponsors and let's get back to the show.
Hey everybody, wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Factor. Okay, do you want to know what the single biggest challenge for me as a single person was? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking nutritious meals. Do you want to know what the biggest challenge for me as a human with 25 to 60 family members living in my house? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking a nutritious meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's a big stress point around here. And since I don't really know how to cook, that stress often falls on other family members. But this holiday season, we're going to try something different. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help us fuel up fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to our door. Because Factor's never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, all you have to do is heat and enjoy. You can choose from over 35 weekly flavor-packed, fresh and never-frozen meals that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences. And guess what? It's all delivered right to your front door. With Factor,
we can be assured that we're making sustainable choices. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices. Hey, look at that, a company who's trying to do some good. So head to factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and use the code commercialbreak50 to get 50% off. That's code commercialbreak50 at factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and get 50% off. We also want to thank Factor for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
All right. I know you've seen this trend because it's hard to ignore. You know, we've talked about the anus sunning.
Yeah, yes. Okay. The taint tanning.
In that same vein, there is this subset of human beings who are out there pitching the idea that drinking your own excrement, piss, will somehow lead to better health. I don't understand it. I don't understand the science behind it. I'm blissfully unaware of what the science is.
I've never heard this, but I have heard like old wives' tales, you know, when you cloth diaper your child, wash your face with it, things like this to help after you've had your baby, clear your skin back up. But I've never heard using one's own.
So taking a cloth diaper and wiping it on your face?
After your, yes.
To help clear up your skin?
It's cringe. I can't even believe I said it out loud.
It's like eating the afterbirth and all these other crazy things that are going on.
It's a lot, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not going to go down that road. Birth how you want to birth. Anyway, so there is, and especially I think this is like targeted toward men, a certain like subset of men, that these guys are telling them to drink their urine on a daily basis in order to make them healthier, digest better, give them lower cholesterol, all this other stuff.
I need more information.
I need way more information. Or I need none information because I don't care how much information is given to me.
Yeah.
There is no circumstance unless I'm in a desert or on a boat and dying.
And even then.
And even then, I'm probably going to go for seawater.
Surely.
Just to make sure the science is right on that before I go for my own urine.
The point of it is that's the stuff your body doesn't need, want in there anymore.
That's right.
Why put it back in?
There's no reason to.
No filtering.
I don't understand.
Let it go.
Yeah. I mean, we all took like basic biology, right?
Didn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And if you're drinking your own urine, does then your body just push that back out?
I mean, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it just say, oh, we already did this once?
Yeah.
Let's not.
This is the stuff we didn't want in the first
place. Go. Do not collect $200. Just
please take it back.
Yeah, please go piss right out. Is this like the never ending? The engine that never stops idea that you can just keep drinking your own urine and you're never going to go dehydrated
when it comes back.
I gotta imagine.
Listen. All right.
Ugh, disgusting. So anyway, this is a thing. It's a trend. It's been going on for a couple of years. It seems like the pandemic brought out all the wookie kooky stuff that we could be doing. I find this to be wookie kooky, but maybe you don't. Maybe,
let's take a look.
Yeah. And if you are a piss drinker, I would certainly like to know.
I want to talk.
That's right. If you like your pee-pee in a beer glass, I want to have a conversation with you. Feel free to dial us up.
Just get a Bud Light now.
Well, I've had more than my fair share of that. And I'm telling you, that urine comes out clear and tasty.
That's right.
Because it is clear and tasteless.
Tastes just like the Bud Light.
Tastes just like the Bud Light. All right. I was trolling on the internet.
As I do like to do.
I found World's Strangest Addiction, my favorite channel, TLC.
Oh.
They put, I think this is internet only because I haven't seen this one on television.
This show gives me a brain rush.
Oh, man. It's just so good because every time it comes on, you know there's going to be some new spectacular moron doing something crazy. All right. This is a couple that drinks their own piss as a lifestyle, as a thing, as a choice. So let's meet these two people and we'll get into it. You ready?
Okay. I am so ready.
Hold your lunch.
My name is Nick.
Cheers. My name is Aubrey.
Why is it always Nick? It's like Nick or Todd.
Better than Chad.
Yeah, Chad.
And we are addicted to drinking our urine.
Okay, let me explain this for those of you listening. This is an attractive couple here.
They're young and attractive.
He's got a 12-pack. She's a lovely-looking human being. What are you doing? Stop it.
You know you can get water.
Yeah, you know he's in the bathroom. You know there's a sink right there.
Right there.
There's probably potable water right at your fingertips. Also, I'm glad these two are dating, because the only person that's going to date you with the piss smell on your breath is another piss smelling
correct
person.
They found their person.
That's right. They found their spirit animal.
And I have not drank water for years now.
Each day I'm consuming about a half gallon of fresh urine.
Oh my God. What? A half a gallon?
The only thing you should be drinking that much of is water.
Oh, Chris. Oh.
Smells like buttery popcorn.
Never in a
No, it's not like...
You're broken.
Yeah, you're
Your
broken.
Nose is broken.
Yeah, you're the kind of person who doesn't smell asparagus when you pee after you eat it. Yeah, you're that person.
A million years would I think that I would have a son that would be drinking his own urine.
Right now, we're about to take a pee shower.
It almost feels like a drug.
Oh my God.
Okay, wait.
Oh my God. I didn't expect this because I didn't watch it. I wanted to have like a straight, direct reaction to this.
And that's a whole thing unto itself.
When you drink your own urine, in certain circumstances, like life-threatening circumstances, I can forgive you that you're drinking your own piss. Not forgive you. You don't need my permission.
Sure.
But I can understand. However, there is no circumstance because I know people haven't showered in months and
They're
months and months.
They're at the lake.
They're at the lake. There's a fucking lake right there. You could jump in the goddamn lake, and they are sitting here pouring mason jars full of piss over themselves, taking a piss shower.
And it's sticky.
Oh.
Urine is sticky.
Ah!
Why would you want to do that?
Oh. I got that little rat that runs around the house. Her name is Blue, and she pees on pads. And every time I have to clean it up,
The smell.
It drives me crazy. Nothing drives me more crazy than waking up in the morning and one of my kids has peed a couple times in the toilet bowl, and then I got to deal with that smell when I go in to do my business.
You know how sticky that stuff is when it dries. You've seen it on toilet seats. You've changed diapers. You understand. Everybody knows. You don't want to pour that on yourself.
It literally ripped holes in my flooring.
I mean,
literally
ripped holes in my flooring. There's a kink community totally into that.
Oh, yeah. That's a different story.
That's totally different
than
just
different.
Hanging out at the lake with your mom and being like, I'm going to drink my piss now.
Like, getting someone to pee on you because it's a sexual kink.
Hey, that's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing. That is approved.
This is out in the crowd, though.
Yeah, no,
this
thank you.
This is just at the lake.
You know, I dated this girl one time, and she was a gusher, right?
Yep.
She was a gusher. But I'm pretty sure that some of it, at least, was just pee.
A little bit. It could be.
Yeah.
I mean.
But, you know, in the heat of the moment,
who cares?
Whatever.
Put
cool.
a tarp down.
Yeah, I remember one time, the entire bed was just soaked. But in that moment, coitus moment, it was a turn on.
You're just going for it.
Yeah, you're just going for it. It was a turn on. I
didn't
care.
The messier the better, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But then I quickly took a shower afterwards. And,
changed the sheets.
Left her there.
You didn't ring him out to try to grab a future.
I didn't ring it out to get a
little,
hydrated.
A little quencher.
Yeah. Oh, I'm dehydrated after that fat session. Let's get it on. Hey, hon, can you gush in this bucket? I'm really
thirsty.
Do you
mind standing over the jar next time?
Come on!
I gotta wash down the burger with something.
So why are you doing this?
Oh, the Jersey Shore.
I just love how Dad's in, like he gave up.
Yeah, he's like, why are you doing this, son? Yeah, why are you my kid? Of all the kids in the world I could have had, why you? Look at the Smiths next door. He's a lawyer. He's drinking water. Okay, it's liquid death, but at least he's drinking water. They're in the Jersey Shore, by the way. Wow, they live on the Jersey Shore.
Literally on it.
So they have money.
They have water.
They have water. They have means. It's not like they're living in the Sahara. Nope. Unbelievable.
Okay. I consider myself a natural lifestyle enthusiast. I eat natural things that come from nature. I sleep on the ground. I surf, jump off high things into water.
I don't use any makeup unless it's a very special occasion. And I am very minimal with the materials I wear on my body and what I consume.
Well, I'm all about that. Take off the clothes, Aubrey. Let's just let's close the better. And hey, Nick, I think you're crazy just for jumping off high things into water. That in and of itself is about as crazy as it gets for Brian. But then drinking your own piss.
How do you think it came up? Was she like, hey, honey, I've got an idea. Or, babe, I read something somewhere.
Yes. Yes. This is what happens. These two are listening to podcasts.
Oh, uh-oh.
That's what's happening. It's because podcasts are where all the bad ideas come from. I'm sure of it. Having been in this industry for a hot minute, I'm sure that all the bad ideas originate with some white guy telling some other white guy about a bad idea that he had.
I got an idea.
Yeah, I got an idea. And then he did some research on Wikipedia.
And we are addicted to drinking our urine.
Okay, the clause says, oh my God. So they're showing a mason jar of urine, and it says, and it's frothy, by the way.
It's
I'm just
going
to describe it in all its glory. It's frothy. It's got bubbles. It says Nick and Aubrey, who are in their 20s, by the way, both drink 200 gallons of urine each a year.
Year.
Yeah, he brought this idea to the table.
It had to have been him.
It had to have been him. Oh, God.
Nick.
He's peeing into the mason jar.
On an average day, I probably drink between a half gallon and a gallon, so maybe 3 quarts of pee a day.
He seems so happy about it.
I get just hearing them swallow is making me want to throw up.
I know. And like the piss sound, because you know he's going into a mason jar. If you're going to do this, do you really want to go on TLC and show everybody that you're doing this?
What else are you drinking?
Well,
I want to know what else.
Guaranteed these two are doing, like, you know, fentanyl-laced cocaine on Saturday nights at the Jersey Shore. Yeah, they care about what they're putting into their body. That's right. Oh, that's a good idea. Hey, now there's a reason to drink your own urine.
It's already laced.
That's right. Keep on going.
Each day I'm consuming about a half gallon of fresh urine.
Fresh.
Fresh, as opposed to the unfresh kind. The kind you put in the refrigerator for tomorrow.
I no longer drink water, and I have not drank water.
Are his lips blue? His lips look blue to me.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. He's sick. He's dying. Clearly,
he's drinking
dying.
Uric acid to the tune of 200 gallons a year.
This cannot be good for you. And you've
your body gets rid of it for a reason.
For a reason. It's the waste product.
It's
the byproduct.
Excrement.
That's right. You should keep it that way. Keep it as waste. Let it go down the pee-pee
toilet. At least give your body some water once in a while.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you want to piss off the back of the, you know, the dock?
Piss off high things.
Piss off high things.
Don't piss in your mouth.
Piss while you're jumping off of high things.
Sure.
Do whatever combination makes you feel comfortable. Please don't drink your own urine. Your lips are blue.
For years now, you really do feel more nourished drinking your urine than you do drinking water.
Oh, my God.
Hmm. Well, it's delicious.
It's not delicious.
It tastes pretty sweet. And
I don't trust anything.
No,
you say.
I don't trust anything these two say. They're all lying. They're lying to us. They're trying to convince
us
this is okay. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Of course. What kind of conversations go on in bed at night?
Where did she find natural nail polish? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Natural. Well, she did say on special occasions. I guess when TLC shows up, that's probably considered.
When TLC shows up to film you drinking your own piss,
then you put on
paint
makeup.
Your nails.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Smells like buttery popcorn, but like not super pungent.
I feel like I dated this girl in some version of myself.
I feel like if her pee smells like buttery popcorn, that's probably all she's eating.
Yeah, it's buttery popcorn and pee that smells like buttery popcorn.
Her breath.
Her breath.
Feel radiant, vibrant, vital, and...
All the Vs.
That's because you're 20.
Yeah, vibrant, radiant... Yeah, that's because you're 29. That's
you
right.
You feel vibrant. Yeah. Check, it's
in,
not
at,
the pee,
check in at 33. Yeah. You're going to be eating
Call
McDonald's
me in 2 years.
Watching The Bachelor.
With a stomach ulcer
that's
from uric
right.
acid.
With a stomach ulcer. You will not, this guy will no longer be in your life. And you'll be looking for your next boyfriend who doesn't drink pee.
More in love with myself and life through this practice.
The main benefits that I would describe for drinking your urine are hydration. Number two that I noticed was severely improved digestion. The third one is retaining nutrients. Most of the nutrients.
How do you feel like you're retaining nutrients?
And how do you even measure that?
Yeah. Noticeably improved digestion.
I get more out of my vitamins now. What?
Yeah, that just reminds me of those commercials they have on with the vitamins where the, you know, 82-year-old guy is playing golf. I used to be settled down after the seventh hole. Now I'm ready to go another 18.
Thanks to my Nugenics.
Yeah, I never go without my uric acid pills. It's like,
unbelievable.
Dude.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
Nutrients from the food that you eat are coming out in your urine, and they're not actually going into your body.
Oh, he's spilling it all over himself.
I use it for my skincare routines, and if I have a scrape, a cut, any opened, exposed wound, I'll always use urine topically for that.
She's putting it, those of you who are listening, she's putting it all over her face and her body, as if it was a moisturizer.
What do you think her sweat smells like?
I can't imagine what she smells like in general. She's got to smell like a toilet bowl, right?
They don't have friends.
No. But, you know, if
yeah,
they have any friends,
bowl.
They're not going to have any friends now.
She smells like a dirty toilet bowl.
That's right. She smells like the inside of a men's bathroom
That's
at
right.
a Braves game.
I use it in my hair. I use it as eardrops sometimes. I use it as eye drops sometimes.
Oh, you are fucking
you
insane. Oh, you have got to stop, dude. You use it for eye drops? They're actually showing him putting urine in his eyes. How could that acidic liquid
How?
Be good for your eyes? That's why your fucking lips are blue, dude.
Why are you putting it in your eyes, though? What's wrong with your eyes? What do you mean?
Nothing gets my day going like pee-pee-poo-poo. Yes, pee-pee-poo-poo. I drop it in my eyes.
In
I
my
put
face.
It up my nose. Yeah. Yes. I cum pee now.
That's got to be what's happening.
Yeah. I jizz pee.
Oh. I'm disturbed.
I want a sperm count on this guy immediately because I
yes.
it's got to be killing something.
I swish it around my mouth like mouthwash.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
This definitely has not been on the regular actual cable channel TLC. There's no way.
No.
It's barely on
streaming
the commercial break.
Streaming only.
Streaming only.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
All right, here we go. I spent a couple years not living here with my family. I did a lot of traveling. I lived in the Dominican Republic for a year. I lived in Hawaii for a little bit, Nicaragua a little bit, and now I'm home for the summer this year.
So you basically spent your white rich life traveling around to
the Caribbean.
Poor countries where you could live for free. Got it. 10-4. Now you're back with mom and dad at the
nice
household.
House.
Now,
yeah.
No knock on that. No knock on that. Go back to dad, mom and dad. I would if I could. But at the end of the day, this pee drinking thing, if I'm your dad, I'm like, dude, you cannot drink pee in this house.
Not in my house.
Not in my house. You go live somewhere else, you feel free to drink pee.
You put pee in something that is meant to deliver fluids.
But they're putting it all over their face. And
then
they're
sitting on
the couches. Yeah, and eating dinner and touching utensils.
You guys have to move.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got to move out.
And not down here to Atlanta. We got enough shit going on down here. We don't need you.
Right now, we're about to take a pee shower. We're going to pour our pee on our hair. On our skin, rub it in so we could be out in the sun, get more tan, stay more hydrated with our skin, and just enjoy ourselves in the heat.
Why do I feel like this guy
his
is...
sister's
yeah,
just like creeping.
His sister's.
Look at my weird brother.
Well, she's got no competition with her hot sister. The two hot girls, only one of them's paid attention to. Number one, I feel like this guy's voting for RFK. What do you think?
Probably.
All right.
Oh. That's disgusting. Ugh. I think like pouring it in his hair, it's like dumping it on you, you know? I think that's like gross.
The part about drinking it wasn't gross?
Right.
It's the part that pouring
you're,
on it?
You're upset about him bathing in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, come on. I wear shorts in the summer
and
pee all over my sandals.
Yeah.
Whenever I have urine on my skin and I'm in the sun, it feels electric. I feel euphoria. I just feel so much more connected to my body and the earth, and it just, my whole body is buzzing.
I think you have lost the fucking plot.
I think these two need some counseling.
Yeah, I think you've lost the fucking plot. I think that I think you're high already on something altogether different, and this is, you're just connecting these two dots.
This isn't self-love.
For television.
This isn't
no.
what they meant. This isn't what they meant.
No, self-love is locking the door and pretending you're going to the bathroom while you masturbate like the rest of
exactly.
us. Come on, get it together.
It almost feels like a drug.
It feels amazing. It's refreshing. And it just feels...
It is like a drug. You're addicted. It's terrible for you. And you've got to stop.
It's exactly what it... You yes. hit the nail right on the head, lady.
You got it.
Really good on my skin.
Ugh, come on, Nick. Drinking urine is not the most accepted thing
no
out there.
No pee in the
so
pool.
What you can't see is they're standing out on a dock in the Jersey Shore that's connected to their home, and they are taking the shower on the dock, which if I'm the dad, I'm like, don't pee on my fucking dock.
Yeah.
But then there's a pool closer to the home, and the mom and the sister are in the pool. So Gina's like, no peeing in the pool. They need that chemical that turns the water purple.
Well, every time they put their foot in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I'd have that chemical, because I'd know if my kid was in the pool.
It's a little embarrassing as his parents, you know, when people find out, oh, you know, your kid drinks urine. It's like, it's a little, it's different.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. We have two other kids. We have all these friends. We have this life. And one of the bad things is that there's this whole different thing going on
here.
There's
the smell of stench of urine everywhere in my house.
Did you notice he said, we have these other kids. They have friends.
Not these
two. He's calling out his son. He's saying, you don't have any friends. And there's a reason why. It's because you're drinking your own piss. All right, speaking of piss, I got to take a pee break here. We'll get to some commercials and we'll be right back. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm just going to go throw up in the bathroom and call it a day. All right, we'll be back.
Okay, Brian, let me give the people what they want. Our social media handles. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. If, like all my Hinge dates, you are thirsty for more, give us a call and leave us a message at 626-ASK-TCB3. Or send us a text, no sexting please, at 855-TCB-8383. And, of course, go to TCBpodcast.com to see everything there is to see. Now let's hear from our sponsors and then the show must go on.
Oh my God, we're back and we're reviewing one of the more disturbing videos we've done here on The Commercial Break. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah, thanks for saving it for
me. Yeah, no problem. I don't even think Chrissy would be able to handle this, honestly. There's some videos, there's some episodes that we have kind of like half in the can, like half episodes in the can, because Chrissy has said, no, I'm not doing this. Like, it's just too much for me. But you're making it through.
Hey.
Okay. I knew I picked the right person to say that to.
Weirdo.
All right, here we go. We're back to the pee drinking couple. And they're in the middle of their pee shower out by their beautiful New Jersey shore house.
It's difficult. It's embarrassing.
You know, it's I'm living my life.
That's his dad talking, by the way. Before the break, he said, you know, I have this life. We've got our kids that live here. The two other children have friends. But the pee drinkers, they don't have so many friends.
People can think whatever they want about it. It's really like none of my business what people think about me. So if you think I'm crazy, like keep it to yourself.
Oh.
It says Nick tried urine on vacation during a medical emergency, being out of money and spending all
probably
your cash
in Dominican
on beer.
Republic.
Yeah, that's right.
I was in Aruba, my hands clenched up really hard. You can commonly, I guess, refer to this as a panic attack. It was, I was breathing too fast. I lost control of my breathing and I didn't know what to do.
Dude, they're showing a picture of him from the Dominican Republic. He looks like that guy. Into the Wild.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that guy?
I
but
do.
The real guy.
The real
like
guy.
Like the real guy who actually died.
Not
like
the hot actor.
Not the hot actor. Yeah. That's right. Or Eddie Vedder who sang all the songs. Although he does kind of look Eddie Vedder-esque there.
So I gave a call to a friend of mine who I trusted to potentially have a solution. And the solution that he presented to me was to drink my urine. And I was skeptical. I asked him like three or four times. And he continued to just repeat himself like, you got to do it, bro. Just drink your pee. You got to do it, bro.
So this bad idea came from another one of your idiot friends. Was
probably
he a his medical professional?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, I'm down here in the Dominican Republic, and I'm totally freaking out. My hands are all closed. I think you would traditionally call it a panic attack.
No, bro. You got the wrong idea. You know what it is? You have a lack of pee in your pee sack. You got to drink more pee. Fill up your pee sack. You'll be fine.
Did you say pee?
Piss in your own mouth.
Are you sure?
Piss in your own mouth. Takes care of all problems. Swear to God it does. Heard it from RFK myself.
God.
I tried it. I peed in a jar.
Took a picture of it for Instagram.
Of course.
Yeah, because he's got a picture of him.
Why is it milky?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Why is it milky? All the cortisol from the stress? I don't know. Who knows?
And as soon as I took like one sip and touched it to my tongue, my hands were like releasing and I felt like my nervous system like let go of my hands.
I call bullshit. I call bullshit.
There was something else happening, my friend.
Yeah. Maybe it was all the cocaine you were doing down in Aruba.
Yeah.
Because they do have good cocaine down there. Or so I've heard.
Or you looked a frog maybe?
Yeah. And this seems like the kind of guy who was down there looking for some kind of adventure that went wrong.
Yeah.
And then drinking pee was the answer from one of his friends. Panic attack became the story he could tell around the dinner table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not that's tripping what we're gonna my go with. Balls off. Yeah.
And I was astonished. I was definitely hooked. I was infatuated and fascinated by it in every way possible.
So I first found Nick on social media before we became friends. I slid into Nick's DMs and invited him to come stay with me and just hit it off.
So weird.
I know. And she's like really cute girl.
She's a very attractive young lady. And then she slid into his DMs and invited him to come live.
Was it the pee picture?
Yeah.
The frothy pee? She was like, hey, who are you?
Hey, yeah. What you drinking? Piss. Well, sounds great. Want to come live with me?
In the beach? Yeah.
Yeah. I live with me on the beach.
I was drinking urine for about 5 months before I met him. When we first met, we actually didn't even eat food. It was like so natural to not eat and just drink pee.
You guys are on some kind of cosmic mind-bending trip here. She's like the Gwyneth Paltrow of Jersey Shore. I wonder if she has vagina candles hanging around her house.
She does. 100%.
She does. Yeah. So it says, not only do Nick and Aubrey drink their own urine, but they have tried each other's urine too. Oh, no.
That's too far.
Rule number one in a relationship, don't drink the other person's urine.
Just keep to yourself.
Have sex with him. Isn't that enough fluid swapping? Do we have to go down the pee road? I mean, aren't we swapping enough chemicals as it is? Seriously. You slid into some dude's DMs and now you're drinking his pee?
No.
You are too...
Where's your mom?
Young for this. Yeah, where is your father figure in this? Seriously. Where's mom? Where's dad? A sister? A brother? A good friend?
I drank Nick's urine after 2 days of meeting him. Mm. We were driving back from the Redwoods and he brought a jar with him and had to pee and we didn't pull over. He just peed in the car. And then I looked over right when he was done and he looked at me and was like, huh? Like, kind of like, you wanna? And I was like, sure.
Oh my God.
Hard no.
Tina, if I just took a hot crap right here in the room and I started eating it and then I was like, you on some?
Hungry?
Hungry?
First of all, I'm alerting the family.
Yeah.
Something's broken.
Brian needs help. Yeah. That commercial break studio has done something to
We're
him.
We're staging an intervention.
Steve-O made him crazy. Oh, Lord.
So I did. I would say that Nick's urine could be considered the creme de la creme of urine. Mine and Nick's relationship.
You haven't.
How much urine have you tried, Aubrey?
I got to imagine they just like.
She said it's the creme de la creme.
Oh, yeah. So who else's urine are you drinking? Where's the database of experience there? Number one. Number two, this is a codependent relationship right here. 100%. This is how twisted and sick codependency can get is right here. And it takes one to know one. I've been in a few of those relationships. Ooh. But I never, ever once thought about drinking anybody's pee.
Not on purpose.
No. Someone peeing on my bed was about as far as I took it.
Relationship now is, I would say, we're best friends, and he is a mentor for me and teacher in a lot of lifestyle and health-related things.
All you're doing is...
Okay, so they're not even in a relationship? Yeah, he doesn't have a medical degree?
What are you talking about?
No, people with medical degrees don't spend 4 years traveling South America having panic attacks. That's just not what happens.
And drinking urine
To get over it. Not even their own urine, but somebody else's urine. Mm-mm. He looks good, though. I will say that. He does look very much in shape. So, you got any pee? You have to go to the bathroom?
Do you think that's a requirement to date either one of them? Like, first question on first date, dating up, pee drinker.
I think this is a classic example of someone who gets involved in a relationship and they start looking to that person. This is codependency, right? They
100%.
Look at that person. They love bomb that person. They get way too involved in that person's comings and goings. They see them as a deity instead of as a human who I want to have a relationship with. And she just called them best friends. But do they actually, are they boyfriend, girlfriend? Or
maybe
best
they're
friends?
Asexual.
Hmm. It would be a damn shame if these two were asexual.
No, because they smell like pee.
That's true. It'd be a damn shame if they took a shower and then still were asexual.
That's right.
And clean that mouth out. Go to the dentist, please.
Please.
Exhaling all the air out, holding as long as you can. And then we let out with the sound, ow.
Okay.
This guy is teaching her, like, basically yoga 101, yoga breathing 101. And she's already convinced she should be drinking his urine. She has gone off the deep end. He has taken her off the deep end, literally, with those high dives. Okay, they're doing yoga on a deck right now.
That they just peed on.
Yeah. Even the ducks are scared. They're like, we gotta get out of here. They're gonna jump in the water with all their pee-infested skin. I hate to tell you, that is not an ohm, but let's keep going.
All right, now let's do something to take it to the next level.
All right.
So not only do we drink our urine, we also snort it.
I'm speechless.
This is insanity. But I have seen this in another video that I was convinced was a joke, and now I'm convinced it wasn't. This is...
They're going to do it. They're going to snort it.
They're going to snort it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to give them a break on this one because I've snorted a lot of things that I probably should have put on my nose.
Your own excrement?
No.
Don't make the list.
No,
right?
But I don't know that someone along the way hadn't cut it with their own excrement. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
Friday night, 2:30 in the morning. You just need to sober up a little bit.
Care.
Yeah, too late to care.
All right. You remember what I told you a while ago about it?
Yeah, to like get in the position where I can actually like...
Yeah, but you gotta do like your breath with it too. Urine snorting is when you literally snort your urine. So you're breathing in essentially your urine up into your sinuses and then swallowing it down so that we can breathe more effectively.
Yeah, I understand what snorting is.
Yeah.
Dude, you are a fucking Looney Tune, bro. Don't snort your own urine.
Clearly.
I don't even know.
Is he
know.
Just like, what else can I get her to do?
Yeah, I think he, yeah. He's starting his own cult right there in the Jersey Shore in his dad's pool.
Sniff and then swallow and then sniff and then swallow and repeat. Aubrey has struggled with nose drinking in her experience.
So
that's not nose drinking. You're
that.
Not supposed to do that, you dum-dum. There's not supposed to be liquid in your nose.
What's better than urine is snot in urine.
Yeah, what's better than urine than, you know, COVID in urine.
Oh my. What's happening?
$1,000 this guy wants multiple wives. $1,000.
He'll have it.
Oh, yeah. And they'll all be
She'll
drinking
recruit
and snorting.
Him, don't worry.
Oh, yeah. She's all in.
The goal today is to help her make improvements and get a little better at drinking through her nose. All right. So I'll show you first.
Okay.
Oh, no. They're going to show this on camera. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak for the uplifting videos of the day. Oh.
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 This is like.
Oh, I sure hope this is prop water. Like, I sure hope this is.
I have to tell myself this isn't really happening.
Yeah, I have to tell myself that TLC has pulled a fast one on us, and this is just a joke because this is insane.
Go super fast.
No.
It's like when you take the brandy snifter, you know?
Yeah, and
you get the smell of it in, and then you drink it.
Yeah.
Except they're just drinking it
into
their nose.
You know, do you know what snuff is?
I do.
You know what snuff, snuff you like snort it up your nose?
Yep.
It's tobacco you snort up your nose.
Also gross, but...
Yeah. But I saw some people in Europe doing it. Oh, this should be way illegal. So he snorted it, then
he spit it out.
Yeah.
He told her to swallow, but
that's
notice,
right.
He spit it.
Even he knew he took it too far.
Snort urine just about every day. When your sinuses are clogged and it's really difficult to breathe, your pee, it's like the cheat code. It's like a key that like opens it up and lets everything just come right out.
Okay, he clearly is this bullshit yoga practice, because if you actually did breath work in yoga, then you'd understand that naturally your body has a sinus rhythm and it moves, your nostrils clear up and they move back and forth. So you're not supposed to most of the time actually be able to breathe fully clearly through your sinuses. They inflate
it's
and
doing
deflate.
A job.
It's doing
yeah,
a job.
It's
doing
a
thing. It's got its own thing. But he's helping it along by clearing it up with his own fucking piss. It's gross. Oh,
so gross.
Be surprised how much gunk comes out of your nose.
No.
No, I'm not surprised.
No, we're not.
No, because you're sniffing
urine. It's doing its job.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Hold on.
Seeing her throat bounce just makes my stomach turn.
Oh, you could tell she's gagging. She just hates it. She hates it.
Her eyes are about to water.
Listen, there's other guys like Nick out there. You can find another idiot with a six pack and a nice
There's a
beard.
Lot of men that would probably like not even say anything about you drinking your own urine because she's
100%. Yeah. I got two brothers probably.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
I'd be a little old for her, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, I'm getting the drainage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting the drainage because you just put acid up your nose. Yeah. Yeah.
People tell me they can't get past the mental aspect of snorting it. I say, stay stuffy.
Oh my God, Tina. Okay.
Just that, stay stuffy.
That stay stuffy. Stay stuffy, America. Stay stuffy.
That's another t-shirt.
Oh my God, that is the wildest thing. I think that's one of the wildest things we've ever done here on the commercial break.
I would have to agree.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, Christina, for making you edit this episode.
I'm sorry you have to listen to them swallowing their own urine.
I'm sorry you just have to listen to us. Then on top of that, you got to listen to snorting your own urine. Oh my gosh. Well, I got to take a break because I got to go pee.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Something new every day, right?
You learn something new every day. Actually, I knew that people were drinking their piss. I knew this was a thing. I didn't realize just how intense it was. We got to follow up on these two a couple years later. Like, I got to find a social media account.
Yes.
Clearly.
Nick is on something.
He's on something, and so is she.
Yeah, she's like, because she slid
like
into
I said,
it.
She's the Gwyneth Paltrow. The Drew Barrymore of New Jersey.
I'm going to slide into her DMs and show her other people she could be dating.
Yeah.
Like, here, try this guy. He's single.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I'm just here to help.
This is just a couple months old. So
yeah.
She's either not with him anymore and looking for the next person she can idolize, or she's with him and she desperately needs help.
Yeah.
It's like a hostage rescue, basically.
If that's my son, I'm calling authorities.
A 911.
Yeah.
Yes.
Professionals.
I don't know any cop in their right mind that wouldn't take one of these two away. All right. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about the show, all the audio, all the video right there from one location. Don't have to go anywhere else. TCBpodcast.com. You can also dial us up 1-626 ask TCB the number 3. That's 626 ask TCB the number 3. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. Ask Brian's mom. We'll have my mom back on in a couple of weeks. What else was I going to say? Oh, ask TCB. The TCB audio scavenger hunt still on, unless I let you know otherwise. It's still on. So December 5th, we'll let you know exactly what to do and how to do it. I'd also like to let you know that you can join our Instagram. It's a ton of fun at The Commercial Break. TCB Podcast on TikTok. And youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe, like, comment on your favorite video. We certainly would appreciate it. Keep sending your good energy Chrissy's way. She will be back. And we're all thinking about her and her family right now during this extremely difficult time for them. So I think that's clearly all we can do today.
I think that's more than enough.
All right. So I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Tina and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Chillin' to see this one.